Day two of the 2013 NFL Draft arrives with a board still filled with talent, talent that did not fall from the board on the first round. So many surprises in day one, including the Ravens getting their guy, Matt Elam, the safety out of Florida, the 32nd pick overall, who presumably steps into the vacancy left by Ed Reed's departure to the Houston Texans. Good evening and welcome to our coverage of the 2013 NFL Draft. Jerry Sandusky with you, along with our team, Brett Hollander, Kadri Ismail, and Stan White, as we bring you continuing coverage of the draft. And the story in day two does not start with round two. It starts with the arrival of the Ravens pick from round one. Matt Elam arrived at the Under Armour facility today and had a chance to meet with John Harbaugh, as well as his position coach, Terrell Austin, and defensive coordinator, Dean Pease. And we are delighted to talk with the Ravens' newest rookie, Matt Elam, out of Florida. And Matt, as we welcome you to Baltimore, I want you to take us back to last night. 31 picks have come off the board. The Ravens are on the clock. And you know you've got a 10-minute window left in your entire life to see whether or not your dream of becoming a first-round pick comes true. Take us back to what you were feeling.
I was very excited, man. I had no idea, but I mean, I know it was a possibility. My brother was in my ear. He said it was a possibility, man. Just keep your fingers crossed. Like, I'm going to keep my eyes crossed, my fingers crossed, my toes crossed, get everything crossed. I mean, it was a great opportunity, man. I was very excited. Just seeing the family so happy and excited just melted my heart.
Plus, you're a first-round draft choice forever now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's a powerful accomplishment. It's a huge opportunity, and it's something I would imagine at some point in your college career you had on your bucket list of things you wanted to accomplish. I want to be a number one pick. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's very accurate. And playing for the Ravens was actually on that list. Playing for the Ravens, replacing Ed Reed was actually a goal. Like, coming, when I was planning on coming out, I was like, man, I want to play for the Ravens one day. Then I was hearing like Ray Lewis was retiring, and I didn't think Ed was going to end up coming back too. So I was like, it's a great opportunity. I can go in Baltimore and play where Ed played, and then, I mean, it was just an opportunity of a lifetime. I can't explain how excited I am.
So do you see that opportunity or pressure? Because you're not just replacing a safety. You're replacing a guy who really was bigger than a position. He's a legend.
Yes, I mean, I'm highly confident in the way I work and how I improve, and I feel like it's an opportunity that I have to come in and improve and keep on improving, and so I could be able to do the things Ray do. I say it's big shoes, because I mean, Ed Reed did a lot of great things. I mean, future Hall of Famer did a lot of great things. I can't say I would have come in, I'm going to fill his shoes. I can't say that. I mean, I would do whatever it takes, though. I would do the small things. I would take care of my body. I will improve my knowledge of the game, just like he. That's, I feel like, how he separate himself from the game, because he older. I mean, he probably can't line up with younger guys and run with them. I mean, I wouldn't doubt him, but I'm pretty sure that his knowledge of the game would separate himself while he's still playing today. So I feel like I would do whatever it takes. I would go ahead and keep on improving and be able to do the things Ed Reed did.
Matt, you're part of a lot of great rivalries in college, in the SEC, and certainly FSU, Florida. Have you heard anything about Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and what you're about to participate in?
I mean, I've been hearing about it, and I've seen the games, and I saw it. I mean, I've been having a lot of rivals in college, and I'm not first to the rival thing. So I'm very excited, because I'm a competitor. I mean, I feel like every team is a rival to me, so that'll be even bigger, just knowing Pittsburgh is, I mean, a rival, and that's a big rival, so I'd be very excited about that game.
Now, you said a couple things about taking care of your body and studying. That sounds like you've been talking to your brother a little bit.
Yes,
I know earlier you talked about working out at cornerback so you can improve your man-to-man skills, which really makes you a flexible safety to do that. How much of an impact has your brother had on your career?
I feel like it's the big impact anybody ever had, because I feel like it gave me an advantage that a lot of guys don't have in college. My brother, man, I feel like the worst situations, and he overcame, and he came from the bottom. He steady. I mean, 7 years in the league, I hear the average like three. I mean, 7 years in the league, he gave me the greatest advice that anybody could ever have. I mean, I feel like I have an advantage, and I feel like I'm ready. Instead of being nervous and not and wondering what's up next, I feel like I'm prepared and ready for what's next.
You step into a team that just won the Super Bowl, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but in the past decade, Super Bowl teams, Super Bowl winners, have for the most part either failed to get to the playoffs the next year or failed to win in the playoffs. So knowing that scenario, knowing you're replacing Ed Reed, how does that strike you other than wishing you had been the first round pick last year?
Yeah, I mean, just have an opportunity to play for the world champs and have an opportunity to get a back-to-back world championship. I mean, I feel like everybody's going, I mean, you've been a world champ, everybody want that. So everybody going to be at you week in and week out. So I feel like I say, you got to separate yourself every the week before games. I mean, they're not, like I say, watching film and just knowing your opponent and just doing the small things to separate yourself from your opponents.
One thing, Matt, that really struck me that I really loved, about 15 minutes after you were drafted on a teleconference a few feet from where we are now, you said you had a huge chip on your shoulder. You repeated yourself several times. Why do you have such a chip on your shoulder? What is that inner motivation for you?
I like going through my college career, man. I feel like I had a great career, man. Came from a lot. I mean, the transition. And I just feel like, I mean, I played to a very high level. And just to see guys at my position go before me, it gave me a chip on my shoulder. And I feel like I'm gonna make guys pay for missing out on me. But like I say, man, I'm not mad about that, because I'm at a great place with great guys, with great coaches, and the world champs. So I feel like it's no better opportunity. But seeing those guys go before me is a chip on my shoulder. And I have a chip on my shoulder to show guys I'm the best college safety coming out this year. And I really have – I'm going to take that on the field, and that's going to be a reason why I keep on improving.
Do you look at players in the league and try to learn from how they play? And if you did, was Ed Reed one of the guys that you watched?
My D coordinator last year, Dan Quinn, he actually was Seattle now. He brought in a lot of NFL film. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, that's all I used to watch was Ed Reed, because, I mean, he was so smart, and the things he did, I wish I could do it. And then, I mean, I always looked up to Ed Reed. And, like, there's a few safeties in the league, like Eric Berry, the one from Seattle, Earl Thomas. I mean, I watch a lot of NFL film, so I feel like it gave me advantage.
Urban Meyer recruited you at Florida, and then you played for Coach Musgrave the last year or two down in Florida. So you've been under a great offensive coach and under a great defensive coach. Do you feel like that's made you a more well-rounded player? Because I would imagine they both bring a different perspective to preparing young players who are going to the NFL.
I mean, it showed me different types of coaching styles, and showed me how to react to different type of coaching style, how to respond to different types of coaching styles. So I said it helped me mature in my college experience, and how to open up the new guys, and how to take new guys in, and just like this, like the different coaching styles, just knowing that. So now I can relate to an offensive coach now, and you know what I'm saying? I just don't just have a relationship with a defensive coach. I can build a relationship with an offensive coach, because I mean, it's very important to build relationships in a program so you can win ball games.
Matt Elam, the first-round draft pick of the Baltimore Ravens. Congratulations on being that number one pick. Welcome to Baltimore, and thanks for visiting with
us. Thank you so much, man. I'm so excited, man.
As are Ravens fans, to have you with the Ravens. And you stay with us. Our coverage of the 2013 NFL Draft continues right here on BAL.